This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are either with the American people or with the globalists. Well, CBS, San Francisco, fully vaccinated Napa woman dies of COVID-19. Why, so did the head of the vice president of Oracle died after the second shot, they said, of COVID. That's what they say. It's all COVID killing you. If you get this vaccine, you can't return to campus, many colleges warn. Wow, I wonder what vaccine that is. We'll be covering that coming up on the War Room today. I may even pop in real fast. One caller just hung up. So let's go to Derek and then Larry. Derek in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, and may God bless you and your family, Mr. Jones.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. So I'm calling to talk to you about the names, I'm sure you know them, Alfred Kinsey, the Kinsey Institute, which is out of the Indiana University to right now, and Dr. Judith Reisman. She just died in April. She spent dedicated her life to exposing Alfred Kinsey, his work, and the allegations, the accusations against him and his research. You know, this was.
Well, they weren't allegations. The guy was an absolute demon that tortured children.
Yes, and you know, when I learned about this, this is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. And the fact that there's.
Oh, but the liberals say making your children grow up in boxes, not knowing who they are, is loving. Just like the German doctors giving 30,000 children to pedophiles, they said it was love. Three-year-old babies with men that rape them is love, the German government said.
Exactly. The kind of Nazi-esque style.
Oh, it's liberal. It's liberal. DW.com, 30,000 children by the state given to pedophiles to create a new family. A new family, the new family, and where the nuclear family's bad and children are bad, but babies given to pedophiles is liberal. Look, it's all out in the open, brother.
And what's even more outrageous, I mean, this is in his writings, in his books that he published, that revolution, where all this gender fluidity nonsense came from, how it totally destroyed society and all of our Christian values. It's to take apart the family. And the fact that this is still going on, that there's an institute named after him, and they're going to, but Christopher Columbus, that's a bad name. We have to cancel. Kinsey is an evil name that needs to be canceled.
And absolutely. The fount of all this is a pedophile ring, yeah. Berlin authorities placed children with pedophiles for 30 years. Then it went countrywide, was over 30,000 children, knowingly by design. God bless you. And that's all Kinsey. Yes. And they're all a bunch of pedophiles, folks. Modern psychiatry was set up by a pedophile devil worshiper cult on record. Larry in Florida, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call and wanted to go the direction that you've been educating us for a long time, you and your crew and folks. And it's time we the patriots, we the citizens that are sitting here watching this, time we took some action, and there's things we can do. And if you'd be patient with me, I'm just going to run through.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but run through them, brother.
I'm going to go real quick. First of all, go buy two, maybe three poster boards, cost you $3. Go stand on a street corner. China Joe has got to go. And then just put another list on the other poster board on the other side that basically says taxes up, gas prices up, and all that. And go on busy street corner, and let's get 10,000 of us on 10,000 street corners doing that. Secondly, we've got to start doing like some of our brethren are doing in Europe and even in some areas like Israel. They're protesting. We have been intimidated and pushed out of really exercising our First Amendment right because of what happened in the Capitol in January.
I agree. It's now time to get back out on the streets.
It's time to get back out there, and maybe the way to do that, I'm in Florida. It's started a friendly state. We can have a protest against the lockdowns, against the vaccines, against the executive orders on energy and all the jobs being destroyed. And I think if we start that, it'll catch on. And if we do it in a state like Florida,
I hear you, brother. I'm out of time. Call me back. God bless you. I appreciate that. All right, Stu Peters takes over in 60 seconds. Take action. Tell people tune in now. That's another form of activism. Tune folks into shows like these.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen block, procedural discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, worldwide, free shipping, double Patriot points, Vasobeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into Vasobeats for the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
FreeWorldNews.tv, the Alex Jones Show. I'm honored to be back here again. I think we're running on about 8 Fridays now. I love being here with you guys, honestly. I mean, you can find me over at StuPeters.tv anytime, but I love hanging out here. I want to know, I was just thinking, you know, while I was listening to Alex wrap up with some callers there, you got to write some of these people off. You know, you ask yourself, when are these people going to wake up? I mean, the difference between a truth teller and a conspiracy theorist, we're learning, is about 1 year. We've been saying that this thing was purposefully engineered. It was created. It was released from this lab, this Wuhan Institute of Virology. Anthony Fauci, a funder, an investor in this lab, money sent, your money was sent over to fund this extremely dangerous research during the Obama years. Obama knew all about this. I mean, we're watching Obama's third term happen right before our eyes. He told us that he was going to fundamentally transform the United States. He's doing a hell of a job. Boy, I tell you, it's everywhere you look. But when you put evidence in front of people, you know, we're going through Fauci's emails now. I mean, there's thousands of pages of emails to dig through here. And we've got some interesting stuff on that we can talk about. But you got to ask yourself, why in the world would this liberal left mainstream hack job publication be diving into this, you know, freedom of information and getting this discovery and releasing it? This is a distraction for certain. There's no question about it that this is a distraction. When is the last time that they start? When is the last time you heard on the media that anybody talking about the audit that's happening in Arizona, for example? So Fauci's emails, which we're now learning, according to Red Voice Media, that which is my home, we're learning that Fauci had the opportunity to go through these emails before they released them to redact all of this stuff. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke, as the mainstream media just drools over his appearances that he makes while he just laughs in their faces. He's lying, and he's taking the money all the way to the bank. He's a globalist. We all know it. He sold his house. God knows where he is. But a criminal investigation is absolutely imminent. Now, breaking just a few minutes ago, I just interviewed a woman in Florida. Her name is Brittany Galvin, the first brave doctor in the United States, a neurologist, is actually going to report to VAERS for the first time in the history of this plandemic. She is going to, or he is going to, her neurologist is going to confirm that her injuries resulted directly from the Moderna injection. And now Moderna's ramping up to jab your kids, 12 to 17 years old. Their presser that they just released yesterday says that they've met all of their primary endpoints. And so now they plan to submit data to regulators any day now to allow for the inoculation of your children to begin immediately. It's important that you know about a very well-hidden study. 86%, now this is not Moderna, this is Pfizer, but it's one and the same. 36% of children that participated in the Pfizer trials had adverse reactions ranging from mild to serious. 86%. You know, Alex said waking up is watching programs like these, because that's absolutely right. 86%. Who in the world shouldn't know about that? But the media is on board. They're funded by the same globalists that want to destroy you. They want to neuter you. They want to castrate you. They want to take your kids. They want to line you up. They want to take your guns from your grip. They want to execute you. They want to slaughter you. They want you dead. Why isn't the media talking about this? Because they're in on it. The White House is offering to buy you a beer, for crying out loud. Free donuts in some places. Lap dances for a year. Free lap dances in Vegas. Free flights for a year on one airline carrier. I don't remember if it was United or Delta. They're all woke. Ohio's governor, that joke Mike DeWine, offering $1 million to put you in a lottery if you subject yourself to the jab. I mean, we've covered it all. Why are they trying so desperately to push you to the needle? And so the thing is that I believe that what I was trying to get at here is we have to write, some of these people are just too far gone. If they still question it when you put all this stuff in front of them, they're just too far gone. You can't reason with these people. You have to write them off. They're idiots. They're complete idiots. They're imbeciles. If they're going out and getting the injection after everything that is coming forward and all the information that's accessible, and you've tried to push them towards this information and they still want to go, well, then you know what? Darwinism, I guess. Survival of the fittest. If you're stupid enough to step in front of a moving train, then you probably deserve to die. I'm beyond the frustration part of this. I'm beyond trying to reason with these people. At this point, we just kind of have to save each other. This has never before happened in the history of vaccines in America. All these people talking about, vaccines have never really been safe. You know, vaccines, injuries happen with vaccines all the time, Stu. I don't know why you're fear-mongering. Fear-monger is going to fear-monger. I'm getting that on my Twitter account. It's only a matter of time before I'm banned over there. But never in the history of vaccines in America has anybody been pushed so ferociously toward the needle. They're bribing you against everything that we know to be true in the Nuremberg codes. It's 100% illegal. And hardly anybody is standing up. Nobody in the world of legacy journalism standing up to wave the flag to warn you because they don't care. Now, with the Fauci lies being exposed, we broke this story yesterday about this Christina Cassetti. And I don't know if you've been familiarized, if anybody else is covering this or not, but she was seemingly asked by Fauci in an email to cover up and discredit ways to stop the spread of this virus way back in 2020 in February. Before this thing came here in March, remember it was really prevalent here in March. In February, he emailed her and just simply said, hey, take care of this. Handle this, would you? And it was a study about nitric oxide, how nitric oxide would have killed this thing. But he continues to play these games with the softball media. Now, Cassetti knows everything. For the last 8 years, she's done nothing but engineer viruses with none other than the Italians. Who, by the way, according to Maria Zach, broke news on my program, are the same people, a U.S. ally, responsible or in part for hijacking the election, setting up George Papadopoulos, spying on President Donald J. Trump, spying on the Trump campaign. There are a few people that are standing up to these tyrants. Now, in Alabama, there's a guy called Christopher Key. He was on my show last week. He's celebrating victory. He stood against tyranny in the face of the Board of Education there. They wanted to require kids to wear masks. Well, he was escorted out of that meeting, but not before dropping paperwork on him and threatening court actions. Now, you remember we had Lewis Ewing on this program. It was a few weeks ago. I brought him here to tell you that, you know, he could defeat these things. Well, Christopher Key took Lewis Ewing's paperwork, his information. That's what Americans are supposed to do. You share information with one another. You help each other out. And before being escorted out of there, the lady was just so condescending. If you get a chance at StuPeters.tv, go watch that Christopher Key interview. It'll make you chuckle, if nothing else. But it'll make your blood boil also. But the board has since announced that their policy has been revised. Masks will be optional for kids when they return to school in the fall. In addition, they're lifting the requirement that kids are going to have to show proof that they've had the jab, proof of inoculation. They will no longer need that because of Key's efforts. This shows that we can win. So after appearing on that program, on my show, for an interview to announce that victory, he was subsequently arrested at a store for not wearing a mask. And now, because he did that interview, he's been fired from his job in retaliation. This guy who doesn't agree with his politics, his boss was caught on tape firing him while admitting that he was the best employee he's ever had. Key has never missed a day, but terminated for standing up for our children. He's going to join us exclusively right after the break. We have Christopher Key here. He's going to tell us how he defeated these people at the Board of Education in his state of Alabama. He's going to tell us about how he was fired, why he was arrested, and how you can beat these people. Then also, we're going to have Dr. Jane Ruby on to talk about Brittany Galvin. If you have a chance to look her up during the break, go over to Instagram, check out Brittany Galvin. That's G-A-L-V-I-N. She is battling a serious diagnosis and disease in Florida. It has now been confirmed by a virologist. It's because of the vaccine, and we'll talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Where the truth lives for Stu Peters. That's my home over there. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Humbled to be here. Freeworldnews.tv. We were telling you, I know it's no surprise to anybody that there's political retaliation happening. I mean, it's no surprise that these woke people, these companies, these big corporations are requiring people to be inoculated. They're requiring this masking. Well, you know, and the whole coronavirus gig is up. I mean, this COVID-19 thing is dead. We've heard from so many doctors. Alex has interviewed them. I know Dr. Gene Ruby has been very outspoken on my program. Viruses burn down. They don't burn up. This thing is dead. Kids have never really adversely been affected by the coronavirus. But what scares me, I mean, really, when you watch theirs, for example, completely deleting specific ID numbers, disabling the search function of their entire platform after my program breaks a show about their reporting. There's a huge cover-up happening here. Yesterday, Jane Ruby said that she feels that it's possible that medical care providers are actually participating in this huge cover-up. I'm going to have her shortly. There's one brave doctor in Florida that says no more. He's not going to cover up. He's a neurologist, and he has diagnosed Brittany Galvin with a very serious condition, and he has said that it is directly resulting from the Moderna injections. Now, we're going to see more of this, because soon this waterfall of evidence, these mountains and mountains of proof, are just going to come out, and there's going to be nowhere for them to run and hide. These globalists are going to be vulnerable. They're going to be naked. They're going to be exposed, and they're either going to be indicted and jailed, or they're going to end up dead. That's my prediction, because there are a lot of pissed off Americans that are just not going to tolerate this stuff. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to come to. One guy that had enough, his name is Christopher Key. He joins us now. Christopher Key was down in Alabama. He stood up to the Board of Education there and said, "You're not going to mask my kids. You're not going to mask." He doesn't even have kids that go there. He stuck up for everybody else's kids who didn't have the testicular fortitude to step up on their own and said, "Nope, you're not going to do this anymore." He's been fired from his job as a result of coming on my show to tell you how to be successful in standing up to this tyranny. His boss, major lefty, globalist sympathizer, fires him. He joins us now. Christopher, you got fired. You're at the Red Pill X. You're live. It's a little bit loud there, but we can hear you. You got fired from your job because you came on my show to talk about a victory. Your boss didn't.
Correct. Came on your show to talk about the win that we had, and was going to do another show with IMTD and a guy named Bob the Plumber, and my boss happened to walk in. It was my day off, okay? I was completely off work that day. I was going to do a show in a conference room that is utilized by the storage center there, and got it okay with the manager. And when my boss seen that I was going to do this story, he lost his crap, started screaming and hollering at me, telling me that I couldn't do this show there, that, you know, I just couldn't do it, and I need to leave. And I'm like, no, I'm not leaving. I've okayed this with everybody. I have every right to be here, and I'm going to stay here. But when he got the manager involved and whatnot, I went ahead and left to keep the peace. And then he sent me when I told him I was coming to the Red Pill event, he told me just to take the rest of the week off. And I told him, look, I can't take the rest of the week off. I need these hours. And he said, no, take the rest of the week off. And then two nights ago, he called to inform me that I would no longer be employed there anymore, that everything that I have going on is a distraction, even though he said that I never – don't do anything what I'm supposed to do at work, but he thinks it's a distraction and that I need to be terminated. So okay, I am no longer employed.
Here's the big takeaway for me. The takeaway here is this, is that you experienced a victory against tyranny. You followed the advice of and used the materials from a guy by the name of Lewis Ewing, who, by the way, has been discredited by these people. He's a whack job. He's a nut. He's got all of these state-specific materials that can help people to stand up against tyranny. You heard of him. You grabbed some of this stuff, and you said, I'm going to try this. And you went to this Board of Education meeting. You weren't wearing your mask. They said, oh, there's no order here. They have you removed before you leave. Just recapping for everybody here, if it's their first time hearing this. You drop the paperwork on them. You leave. Subsequently, later at a store, you're arrested for not wearing a mask. Now that's going to court on the 9th of June, just in a few days here, where you're going to subpoena the governor of your state, and she's going to have to prove, along with the attorney general, that a pandemic exists. This is brilliant.
Again, I've tried to think through this and use fear and intimidation, just like they use it for us. They realize that they can motivate us with fear, and for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So why can't we do it against them? And that's what I've strategically thought out and gotten done very strategically. And I'm going to take these people down, and I need your guys' help with what's going on, because now I'm no longer employed. You know, I took this job as a mover. When I have a degree in exercise physiology and kinesiology, but because of 7 years ago when the U.S. government came in and seized everything I own, and I have a court order that I can't practice in my field, I had to take a job as a freaking mover, okay? And I took that job as a mover because I love my children, and I was divorcing my wife, and I had to pay my child support, and then I chose to continue to pay for their college education, which I've done. I did it completely, totally, and then now I'm being fired from that job. You know, it's a job I do not want to do, but I got another 3 years to...
And we've shared your GoFundMe account information, and I'm sure that there are millions of patriots that are going to help you out. God's going to have your back as well. But the big thing here is, and I always look for a positive takeaway. And I think the positive takeaway that I'm looking at here is now you're not going to be tied down to this frivolous job that you had. You're responding to a greater calling, and that calling is to fight for our kids and to fight for the kids of parents who really don't know what it is that they can do, but they're all in this position. And so now you have made the commitment that you're going to go and you're going to help other people where there is tyranny happening in their board of education, at their school boards, in their communities, to help fight for the liberation of their kids as well. In about a minute, tell us what your plans are.
Basically, I've got the paperwork now that I know worked. This paperwork specifically shows with fear and intimidation that if they continue to do what they're doing, they are committing fraud, okay? And because they're committing fraud, we can prosecute them criminally and or civilly, because if they don't tell the people of the children of the world, the people of the world, that there is a there's a policy that says if you have a medical condition, then you don't have to wear a mask. If you have a medical condition and or a religious exemption, you do not have to wear a mask, okay? If they continue to tell the people that they have to, they are committing fraud, and we will prosecute them, and we will take them to trial, and they have to stand down. And this work, because I'm not just doing it to the big corporations. I'm going after these people individually, and that's how you do it. When you go after these people individually, they will stand down. They have stand down, and we see that it worked. And we're going to keep doing this, and I'll go anywhere and everywhere to help any family that is having this taken advantage of them, because our children have to be taken care of. And nobody's taking up for these kids. That they're going to put these vaccines into our children, which is the mRNA vaccine, which I know is very, very dangerous. And for my doctors, we're looking at 1 to 5 years. These people that take it, they will not live past that. And we can't do these to these kids, because that's what they're going after next. They're going to do this to our children when school starts back, because they're going to say there's another a breakout or whatnot. It's because of us that didn't get vaccinated, that didn't wear the mask, and they're going to blame it on us.
Exactly what their plan is, because they have forecasted it, they have telegraphed it, they have done it time and time again. We've got your GoFundMe information. It's over here at freeworldnews.tv. If you've got something, if you can help Christopher Key out, make sure that you do that. Speaking of inoculations, the first confirmed vaccine injury, major diagnosis out of Florida, Dr. Jane Ruby will be here to talk about it next.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone.
but the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for auto ship. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Prostate Guard, Alpha Power, Hope 12, Bazo Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40-50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show is on. I know the info war is on, and that's why doctors are afraid to come forward. I mean, honestly, there are so many thousands of vaccine related injuries and deaths being reported, but they are being shut down. Never before in the history of our country or in the world can I think of, in at least in my lifetime, and I've asked my dad, he doesn't remember anything either, in the history of the world ever a bigger cover up. And why? I mean, what is, we got to ask ourselves why. I mean, if we know something is bad for us, Why would we want to continue to push it? Brittany Galvin is in Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, and she's been very vocal on her Instagram account. Dr. Jean Ruby brought it to my attention yesterday, and I interviewed her here earlier this afternoon, but she was first brought to my attention by Dr. Jean Ruby from these posts that she has on Instagram where she's sticking things to herself. And we've seen these videos on TikTok and all these other places where people are sticking things on them and they're magnetic, you know, where at the injection location. But then you go to CDC and they say, no, this is false. There's no way. It's not going to happen. You can't be magnetized, not at the injection spot or anywhere else. Well, then this stuff starts moving through Brittany Galvin's system through her blood. Now all of a sudden she's on Instagram sticking stuff to her forehead, sticking stuff to her cheek. She had multiple episodes. She went into the doctor's office. The third episode, she called 911. She had to be rushed there. I interviewed her. We have a clip right here.
I've never had heart conditions. I've never had seizures. I've never had whatever they're calling it, neuropathy. I've never had any of this. Since the second Moderna shot, I have been here three times. Once was via an ambulance and a 911 phone call. The second one was after I was released. I came back to the ER due to my symptoms still continuing. And this is now the third time that I've been here. So I've had and undergone a lot of tests. I have had every blood test you can think of. I've had every neuro test you can think of, including, I think they call them EED or EEG. And the brain MRIs, I've had three CTs, three brain MRIs, MRIs of my lower back. I had a lumbar puncture, so a spinal tap. I've had everything. They weren't able to understand what was happening to me other than a diagnosis of pericarditis, which is of the heart, which, again, I've never had before. Other than that, they couldn't figure out what else was going on, so they immediately always just say, you know, it's stress, anxiety. So they were about to release me, and the neuro team walked in. And when the neuro team walked in, everything changed. They had received some results from my puncture.
Okay. And those results, the neuro team told you, was as a direct result of the injection, the Moderna shot, being called a vaccine.
He did. He said it was from the Moderna shot. I'm not the first patient that this has happened to. A lot of doctors and nurses here actually have told me that they are seeing a lot of side effects. A common response is that we see it with a lot of vaccines, but I didn't hear that from my doctor. What my doctor told me is that this is something he has seen from the Moderna shot specifically. There was another young lady here recently that had the exact same thing. I asked him, I said, are you reporting it to theirs, the system? And he said, yes, he is. I have already reported it. On my second hospital stay, I put in the report, and I actually received the acknowledgement yesterday. I had what we now know was not a seizure, but I completely seized up and fainted on the floor, couldn't walk. My head was tingly. My ears were hot. My head was pounding with pain. I mean, the most incredible pain you can think of. And I ended up calling 911, and by the time the paramedics got there, my entire body was what I call seizing up. I noticed that the news hasn't said anything, because when I call and tell my family members what's happening with me, I actually spoke to my mom last night. She lives in Utah, and I told her, and she said, I haven't seen any of that on the news. But the nurses and the doctors are well aware of it, and they have no problem talking to me about it. As a matter of fact, all three ER visits, the first question they asked me was, did you have a shot, and when was it, and which one was it? The reason I've gone so public with it is because I feel like it's the biggest mistake I've ever made.
Unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. This diagnosis is called Guillain-Barré, I believe that I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right, Dr. Ruby? And how serious is this?
You're saying it right, Sue, and I want to thank you for staying on this. Unfortunately, and we've talked about this before, I've predicted it, we're going to see hundreds of thousands of Britneys in the next 6 to 18 months. It's incredibly serious. Guillain-Barré is an autoimmune disorder. Essentially, very simply, autoimmune disorders revolve around the body misreading what it thinks is a foreign agent and then attacking it. And let me bring it closer to the COVID vaccines. So it'll be a little more connected to what this woman is going through. Remember, I've been teaching people for quite some time now that these injections force your body to produce in rapid succession billions of these spike proteins. Well, they don't just hang around. What they do is they travel all over the body and they attach themselves to perfectly healthy cells. Well, guess what happens? You start to get an immune response. You're not getting immunity, remember, to the COVID natural virus, any coronavirus. What you're being forced to develop an immune response to is your own cells, because guess who's making the spikes over and over again? Your own healthy or previously healthy cells. So the body recognizes the spike morphologically, physically sticking out of those healthy cells that it's invaded, and the body recognizes it and starts to attack it. So what it does is, in Guillain-Barré particularly, it creates tremendous muscle weakness. Not only difficulty walking, but or muscle weakness and fatigue, but in the more severe issues. And I believe what she had in the very beginning when she called 911 was an acute episode where she had difficulty breathing. Remember, you breathe in part because of muscular power. So think about all the things that you need muscles for in your autoimmune or in your autologous system, as well as your peripheral system, your automatic. So you don't have to think about breathing, but those muscles are commanded. Well, those systems are being attacked. You're attacking your own neurological system, Stu, peripherally and in the central system when you have difficulty breathing.
So you're a doctor. I mean, you're a very qualified individual. I've read your resume. We don't need to go through it. I mean, you're incredibly qualified to be here opining on this. You have seen, no doubt, on social media, these people that are sticking things to themselves. You just saw the guy with a spoon on his arm. I don't know if that's specific to Guillain-Barré or what that is, but there's a whole cluster of people, basically half the world, is saying, oh, this is a hoax. That's not really happening to these people. And you yourself have said, well, as a medical professional, I had to, use some responsibility here. I had a little bit of hesitancy to this. In about a minute here, what is this? Why is this happening? Why is stuff sticking to Brittany Galvin's face, cheek, brain, forehead? Why are these people's arms? How can a spoon sit? What is this?
You know, I apologize to keep saying we don't have all the information yet, but we really don't know what's causing this. I actually would not connect just yet this phenomenon of metal sticking with some magnetic pull to it to the bodies of people who've had. I wouldn't connect it to Guillain-Barré itself just yet. I think it's more generally connected to people who have gotten these injections, and we're not even sure if it's just the two direct mRNA injections from Pfizer and Moderna, or if it's all four that are out right now under emergency use authorization. So we're not 100% sure, but it is becoming so widespread, and it's being we're seeing it more and more. People are coming forward, and I think if we get a few more doctors to come forward, like this brave doctor down here in Florida who's treating Brittany, we might be able to break through this, Stu. And I'm praying that we break through it in time to shut down this program that's coming after our children.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. And we got to take a break here to pay some bills in about 30 seconds, but I want to hold you over if you have the time, because there is something absolutely shocking coming out from Moderna right now. Despite a Pfizer trial that says 86%, Dr. Ruby, of kids that participated in the Pfizer vaccine, so-called vaccine trial, had adverse negative reactions. This thing is being kept completely quiet. And then I'm going to ask you about VAERS and the specific neurologist that's down in Florida treating Brittany Galvin when we come back. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Release was slowed by government so he could review them ahead of time. It's at redvoicemedia.com. I mean, this is criminal. The whole thing has just been blown right out into the wide open. We have been talking about these vaccine-related injuries, and it just continues to be covered up and then completely ignored by the mainstream legacy fake news drive-by criminal globalist media. They know it because they're in on it. They're funded by the very same people that want you dead. They want to take your kids. They want to transgender them. They want to feminize everybody, demasculinize society, make the government woke, weaken our police departments, bring in the UN for crying out loud. Reimagine policing basically means that the cops that you're going to have, this national one world police force, will have absolutely no ties to your community whatsoever. They won't give a damn about you or what's going on in your community. They don't care about protecting you. The thing is, they want you dead. They're farming humans here. You know, I mean, and it's all about our kids. It all goes back to our kids. No matter what we talk about, no matter what criminal actions we bring up, everything that these people, they're blowing your mind every day with the stuff that they're doing out here, right out in front of the wide open. In every instance, from packing the Supreme Court to anything, the bioweapon that was intentionally manufactured in Wuhan that Anthony Fauci sponsored and funded, everything that we talk about, George Gascon releasing killers on the streets of Gavin Newsom's state in California, California, we know that it all comes back to our kids. Everything can be connected back to our kids. And this is what's shocking about Brittany Galvin. Brittany Galvin, as Dr. Jane Ruby just told us, she's afraid is going to be one of hundreds of thousands of people. I have heard medical experts that have opined off the air in casual conversation with me that have told me that they are absolutely scared to death of what's to come. There are going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people just absolutely dropping dead. That they have 1 to 5 years left after this inoculation, after they take the jab, and they are done. That is think about the people that you know that have taken this jab. And here's Brittany Galvin, and she's down here, and now finally, one brave neurologist, one doctor has committed, yep, we're going to come forward. And you know, I will just tell you that that doctor is probably going to ask Brittany Galvin, and I don't have any information, but I would say that that doctor is probably going to say, but for what? For what purpose? I'm going to put this in VAERS and then what? Everybody's going to discredit it. The media is never going to report on it. And I hope and I pray that if you are watching and if you are talking, just take the Christopher Key approach. Now, here's a guy who took matters into his own hands, doing the right thing, a calling for his republic to save kids that he doesn't even have a kid in that school district. And he went and fought. He lost his job. I mean, that's devastating. And now the guy is going to, instead of crumbling, instead of saying, well, I've lost everything, I better just go back, if I better find a job. No, he's doing the opposite. He is now going to go on the road with this show and help protect your kids. I mean, this is the true definition of American exceptionalism. You get what did Eric Holder said? When they're down, we kick them. Well, guess what? You back a wild animal or a dog or a snake into a corner, and what's it going to do? And folks, we're in a corner. I want to bring back Dr. Jane Ruby because we value her time. Dr. Ruby, you have said that that this Guillain-Barré is a very serious diagnosis. She's down there. She's dealing with this. These injections are criminal. What we're seeing here is absolutely criminal. Pfizer came out with because they have to publicly release these trials. I'm sure they're data. I got my hands on a deal. I sent it over to you. You put it on Twitter last week. You went, here on InfoWars. You talked about this. 86% of kids that participated in this trial had an adverse reaction. Moderna yesterday or the day before had a presser. They released this thing. Hey, we've reached all of our endpoints. We're about to inoculate all your kids. 12 to 17 is the age range, but here's my question to you. We know that they're going to push for the 12 to 17. Do these people, does the CDC and the FDA and these manufacturing companies like, Moderna and Pfizer, do they work in age brackets? In other words, so they're 12 to 17 now. How long before they go under 12 or to the unborn? I was just watching a video of an infant who was jabbed, having seizures, and then rendered unconscious and unresponsive. I mean, this is inconsolable. It's unbelievable.
Well, it started out, Stu, with the elderly because it was deemed that they were the most vulnerable population. And it turned out that it was mostly because Democrat governors were shoving them, infected people into nursing homes. So it really got twisted. And so what they did was they started to work their way down the age group. There are certain age ranges that the FDA works with that they require reporting on. And so I'm not surprised to see these brackets broken out. So these jabs and the emergency use authorization has been working its way down through these age brackets. The last one was 18 to 44, and that's when we started to see huge numbers of all of these different side effects across all these different issues. Now we're facing companies like Moderna. Moderna's been drooling, essentially, over the numbers that Pfizer's been getting and imagining all those billions of dollars, and now they're getting in on the act because they're just a little bit behind them in terms of the numbers. But all of a sudden, they're coming out with 100% efficacy and safety. That's laughable to anyone who's in the drug development business. It's impossible. If you have a control arm or a placebo control arm, you're never going to get 100% efficacy and safety. So let's just start there. So they're going to be pushing, you're going to have two companies pushing down into the next age bracket, which is the 12 to 17 year olds. Let me tell you why this is really dangerous. Because the reason the issues and the side effects exploded in the 18 to 44 group is because as you get younger, the immune systems are more active. They're bigger. They're more robust. It's nature's way of keeping the young alive longer so we can all procreate. Okay, it's kind of an evolutionary thing. This is why I'm petrified, along with a lot of other medical professionals and scientists who get this, that when you go down into the next age group, this is going to explode beyond counting. And I have to tell you, I apologize for busting into your show, but I just got breaking news from Albert Benvenitas, who I know you've featured before. He is Welcome the Eagle 88. He has done these projections. He's been tracking VAERS. He's been suspicious of them throttling. And what he's done is he's taken the Harvard Pilgrim study with the 1%. He's taken the latest drop, which actually rose the deaths exponentially. And what he's got as a calculated result is that we are facing well over 1 million side effects, not 100,000 or 150,000. And I'm waiting for him to calculate the numbers of deaths because it's going to be far more than the 5,000. We probably are going to see deaths over 500,000. And if that's the case, Stu, we're looking at more deaths from this poison than we ever did from the actual COVID flu. Just breaking hot mic for you today. Unbelievable. I'm just stunned.
Are doctors ignorant to this? Are the care providers ignorant to this? Or are they purposefully participating in this? Or are they just not educated on what these vaccines do? Are they just told, yep, you got to go inoculate somebody? This is what you're supposed to do. These are the recommendations of the CDC and the FDA. Answer that in 1 minute, because I will have a final question for
sure.
You.
Sure. There are over 1 million doctors known in the United States alone. I believe it's a combination of both. I believe some doctors are good doctors, they're well-meaning, and they're just ignorant. Like mine the other day, who didn't even take the time to review what's behind all this, but encouraged me to get it until I educated her. And then there's the other side of the coin. There are tons of doctors who are complicit. They're getting incentives from pharma companies. They get quotas. If you inoculate this many children every 30 days, you're going to get a bonus. It's despicable, Stu. It's dirty. It's so dirty.
Final question that I have for you in about 30 seconds. What do you think is going to happen to these doctors when this whole thing blows up? Because we know it's going to. What's going to happen?
Stu, when this thing comes to its rising and its tipping point, and I feel we're moving in at breakneck speed in that direction, when this thing comes to the top, I believe that thousands of doctors will be called in to criminal liability. Though, for those who knew and took money to do this, especially to children, the civil suits are going to be off the charts. The criminal indictments are going to be off the charts. And don't forget, all of these medical illnesses, if you have hundreds of thousands of Britneys, Britney's a young woman with children. She's married to a Florida state trooper. She was basically otherwise healthy, not putting a burden on the healthcare system. I'm a health economist. You know, I'm imagining hundreds of thousands of Britneys. Do you know what a taxation that's going to be on our healthcare system? It's going to break our healthcare system. And ours is the best in the world because it's a combination of public and private. It's just, Stu, mind-blowing.
You can find her at drjaneruby.com. We value your time. Thank you so much for being here. The War Room is coming up next. I know that it's going to be a packed show as the information superhighway continues to flow. And if you're part of the resistance, that's why you're here, right? That's what Alex always says. I would agree with that. Always visit me at stupeters.tv. Appreciate being here every Friday, and I hope to be back again.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.